This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's what I'm talking about, the weekend. Happy Friday, 9:06. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Oh, yeah! Just in case you didn't hear it, top of the hour, yes, the shooter... Charlie Kirk shooter has. I said he was been captured. He actually had turned himself in, and I'm sure there's a bit of a story. I know there's a bit of a story behind that, and we will dig into that in a little bit. But there are other things going on like this. All of a sudden, we've got open carry in Florida after so many of worked hard and told our lawmakers what we want. It came through an appeals court ruling, a major decision, obviously, and says, "Hey, you're banned, Florida. You're banned on." Open carry is it's unconstitutional. And joining us now with a great level of expertise in all these areas related to it is Chris Wagner, longtime friend of the show. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. Really nice to see you guys again.
Yeah, same here. So former Leo, former instructor of law enforcement officers for a very long time. I won't tell you how long because he doesn't look that old. And I remember, Chris, one of the times you were in the studio and we were talking, you had updated a manual that needed updating a while ago and had to do with firearms and maybe some federal firearms laws. But I remember you talking about doing it. Now somebody might have to do it again soon, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to change the training material that the police recruits get throughout the state.
So I guess let's start from the beginning. And maybe it wasn't a shock to you because I know you follow these things closely. When that ruling came down, I mean, what was your initial thought, feeling? What were what went through your mind?
Well, first off, we have to give all the credit for this happening to Eric Friday, the attorney that argued on the side of firearms owners in the state of Florida. Eric has been a staunch, staunch supporter of our firearms rights. He has been a phenomenal attorney with all these appeals. He's the one that appealed the McDaniels case to the state. It went to the DCA. He argued the case and wrote up the argument, and he is just... I had to give him all credit. I told him he's my hero now for a while because this is not an easy task, changing the entire structure of constitutional rights and how they should be recognized in the state of Florida versus how they were recognized.
And this was a 3-judge panel, and it was unanimous. So
yes.
He must have served it up, shall we say, on a silver platter, helping to make the case for him. Because I know they referenced the McDaniel case. They met. They referenced the Heller case.
Yes.
They referenced several in their ruling. So that, to me, when I read all of that, I go, wow, this looks pretty solid. And then I thought, well, wait a second. It's firearms. It's politics. It can't be that easy.
Right. Yeah.
So what is the process now, from your perspective? What do you think? How do you think it's going to go down?
Well, it's pretty much already gone down. What happened was when the first DCA made their decision and ruled that the law was unconstitutional, from that point on, enforcement of that law should be restricted, I would say. Because can you imagine any police officer arresting someone for open carrying a firearm and he was told the law was unconstitutional?
Right.
So what kind of a liability does that open the department and the officer for? So that would be my first concern, that mm-hmm. the departments need to make sure, let's not enforce this right now until it's final. Well, it doesn't become final until all appeals have been exhausted. Well, the funny part is the AG of the state of Florida actually posted that they agreed with and supported this decision and would not be appealing it. So, therefore, that's the end of it.
And that's their call. And
it is.
Even though they had a period of time, I think, would have still lasted another week or two.
Yeah, about 16 days.
Okay.
But they ruled that they're not going to appeal it. So that's the end of it.
Well, yeah. But then you see area sheriffs. I know Michelle Cook up there in at Clay. She said, "I'm telling my officers, don't stop people for open carry."
Right.
Same thing, Gordon out in Gordon Smith in Bradford County, Levy County.
Yep.
Bobby out in Gilchrist County. So they were coming forward and they're saying, "Look, you can open carry, in our jurisdiction." And then, shocker, Alachua County Sheriff Chad comes out and not so fast. But then Brian Kramer's office, the DA and all that, he comes out and says, "Oh, we're not going to prosecute."
Right.
So I'm like, "Oh, what's going to happen now?" What did happen?
Well, there was a little bit back and forth on social media with the sheriff's office and some people and things like that. And what happened, I think they didn't take a breath and check with who they needed to check. The sheriff's office didn't take a breath and check with who they needed to check with. Their attorney should have immediately called the state attorney's office and asked them what their opinion on it was. Because when a deputy arrests somebody, the people that have to prosecute it is the state attorney's
right.
office. So you would think they would call them and say, "What's this new ruling and what does it affect for us?"
Yes.
I don't think they did that. So Brian, in his wisdom, and I got to give him credit, very quickly came out with his statement that he sent out saying that the Eighth Judicial Circuit will not prosecute anybody for open carry. And then it goes back to what I said before. If someone's arrested for it and you know it's not constitutional, you're opening your department and the officer, because those kinds of civil cases also cost the police officer mm-hmm. personally. You can't do that. So they had to put out a change to their statement real quick.
And the other thing you don't want to do is you don't want to create a state of confusion, especially when it involves firearms, open carry, and law enforcement. You want everybody to
be
have
on
a
the same page.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, now, what does this have to do? What happens? Because there was a statute. I guess that's what they were kind of hung up on. What happens to that?
It goes away, right?
This next legislative session, the legislators will, of course, rescind that statute. They will do away with it. But there's going to be more that they're going to have to change than just the open carry prohibitions. They've got open carry is permissible in certain instances already. So they're going to have to go through the statutes, the 790 statutes would deal with firearms, and they're going to have to kind of weed out all of the issues that could be entailed here and rewrite some statutes or do away with them, whole. And that should really help clarify things in the state of Florida.
And a clarification that's maybe needed for many of us, and that is you still need to be respectful of people's private property rights, whether it's a business or their home residence. If they say no firearms, you have to go along with that, or you do, you could get arrested, right?
You could. The way it works is, say a store has a no firearms policy and you open carry into the store. If they ask you to leave, you must leave. There's no gray areas there.
Right.
That's armed trespassing, actually, if you're doing that. That's a felony. So
You can't ask, "Well, what if I drop my mag?"
Right, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure that would go over real big.
Yeah.
But you could be arrested for felony trespassing. Immediately leave. Or you could do the adult thing and ask them, "Well, if I go place my firearm in my car and lock it and secure it, can I come back in and finish whatever?" That's up to you. My personal opinion is if a business doesn't want me exercising my constitutional rights, then I'm not going to go to that business.
Yeah, I totally get that. And the only other side of that would be, well, are you going to provide really good security for me?
Exactly. And there has been some talk about liability for businesses.
To tell you can't carry.
If they tell you can't carry and something happens, were they liable for your safety? And that's going to cost some businesses, I think, in the near future, especially with this decision in Florida.
Well, if you're going to commit armed robbery, aren't you more likely to go into a place that says no firearms because you are going to meet with no or little resistance?
That is the exact same reason our schools are attacked, same reason churches are attacked, because they know nobody there will be carrying.
Like a college campus?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they know, you know, nobody's going to be carrying a firearm for protection in that area, and that's just wrong.
Hey, quick, and we don't have much time, but I just wanted to get your take on the Charlie Kirk thing and what your reaction to that was.
I watched the video. I saw the detailed video, which was absolutely horrendous. It's beyond words. When we resort to killing people because of what they say, we have a problem, and that's something we've got to get straight. And I'll be telling you, the shooter being turned in by a minister, religion is good for some people, and I think a lot of people that don't think it's good need it. And so if you get a chance, seek out your worship leaders, your churches, and those people are good people. I go to Bridge City Community Church here in Gainesville now, and they have wonderful programs. You know, it gives you a feeling of family, a feeling of belonging. They're just great people.
And if they'll take Chris, I'll pretty much take anybody.
Talk about showing grace. Wow. That's a lot of grace.
Thanks, it's
guys.
The house of grace.
Thanks, guys.
We're here for you, Chris.
We're friends like you. Yeah.
We still need years to pay you back.
Oh, jeez.
We're not even close yet.
Thanks.
Chris Wagner, our friend, and it was great to see you again. And thanks for your expertise.
Really good seeing you guys again. I'm glad I was able to come in and visit.
Well, maybe we'll run into you at a karaoke event one of these days. All right.
Can you karaoke?
You don't sing and I don't sing, so that means we got to listen to Greg.
We can make fun of other people.
Yeah. Greg actually has some talent there.
Yeah, I try.
Unfortunately. Or fortunately. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. About 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts, more headlines, more information. The latest on Charlie Kirk and the shooter coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is the weekend, my friends. Yeah. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart, or just hit subscribe. I mean, a great example. Maybe you didn't catch the interview we just did minutes ago with Chris Wagner, law enforcement trainer for many years, military background, law enforcement, all that, a Second Amendment guy. And we were talking about open carry and how, you know, yes, it's legal, but maybe all of the official actions haven't taken place yet. So from different jurisdictions, you may get, it looked at differently. So if you plan to open carry, first of all, respect private property owners' rights, a person or a business, if they have it posted, you must respect that. Otherwise, you get the trespass warning, and then it can get bad quick after that if you refuse to leave or whatever. But you don't want to do that. And you might want to check and make sure what your local sheriff, how they're handling it, and then go from there. And look, I don't. It's something that we wanted in terms of being consistent with the idea that Florida is free. And so people would have choices when it comes to how they would like to or not like to carry a firearm, but if they want to carry it open. And I don't know of all the circumstances that might be the preferred way, but I think it should be up to the responsible, you know, citizen and gun owner to decide it and not the government. So that's been cleared. The way has been cleared forward, and now we just got to look for any of the inconsistencies and because I want to try to keep everybody out of trouble, but also we want to be able to utilize our Second Amendment rights to their fullest if we choose to. So if you miss that, my point I guess here is, then you could always pick it up on the Bob Rose Show podcast. They have captured the shooter, actually. And I caught myself earlier saying that the shooter, allegedly the shooter, I guess you'd say, has turned himself in and is under arrest and is being held. And some details are slowly starting to trickle out. And when we get some more defined information, we'll share that with you, of course. And the FBI is probably going to be thankful that there was the circulation of his photo and stuff like that. Enough people saw it, and probably the shooter himself, and realized, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? And maybe had some decent people around him and talked him into turning himself in. That appears to be the case. That's a good thing. And, as this time flies, here we are already September the 12th. It's like, wait a second.
Crazy.
We weren't even through August yet, and it's like, wham, right. Bam.
It was just 4th of July, last Thursday, it feels like.
So, and that's why I want to remind you, there's going to be an event that's going to be on top of us before you know it, and it's the Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
The Republican Executive Committee, always putting on a huge shindig every year and doing a great job. And it, again, will be at the Alachua, the Legacy Park Multipurpose Center there. And Byron Donalds is going to be a special guest. And, you never say he's a shoe-in for governor, but he is... very much at this point, for sure, the front runner for that gig. Plus, I think he's a very good speaker. So, he's going to be interesting one way or another, but he very well could be the next governor. And he is going to be the guest speaker. And there's always great food out there. Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to be there, passing her child around, her baby around. Oh, yeah. No, it probably won't be exactly.
And changing diapers, that kind of thing.
Probably won't be exactly like that.
Well, maybe not.
She might be a bit protective.
A little bit, yeah.
She's probably already sending me an email.
Yeah, Bob.
No,
quick.
Bob.
Yes, no, Bob.
But Thursday, September 25th, put that on your calendar, or better yet, get your tickets before they're gone. It does sell out generally. AlachuaRepublicans.com/tickets. All right? And we'll see you there, right? Greg's going to be there. You know why?
Why?
Because there's food.
Oh, yeah.
There's people talking, too, but there's food.
There's food, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, Greg. I like food, too. It is 9:28 right now. Again, time is flying, but we still have about 15 minutes before we get into Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So hang in there for that. More headlines, more information. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, serving up another great day. It's really going to be gorgeous. Enjoy, my friends, and happy weekend. Welcome to it. It's the Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 9:37. Tyler Robinson. And I don't want to give this guy, I'm always a little, undecided about that whole thing. Because in many cases, this is what these psychos are looking for. Is some infamy, recognition, whatever. But for identification's sake, they've released his name, Tyler Robinson. He's a 22-year-old from Utah, ID'd as Charlie Kirk shooting suspect after his father, quote-unquote, turned him in. President Trump announced a little while ago a suspect for Charlie Kirk's assassination was turned in by his father. Law enforcement sources telling the Post it's a 22-year-old Utah local, Tyler Robinson. I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. Trump said that live on Fox and Friends just a little bit earlier this morning. Somebody who was very close to him turned him in, the president said, then revealing it was the suspect's dad who relayed it through a minister who was involved with law enforcement. I hope he's going to be found guilty. I hope he gets a death penalty, the president said. You know, for what he did, Charlie Kirk, one of the finest persons, and of course he didn't deserve that. At that point, Trump didn't actually ID the suspect. However, law enforcement sources told the Post that it was this Tyler Robinson, young man who lives in Utah. And, of course, investigators have scheduled a public update for later this morning. Don't have an exact time. I'll look for it if we get any information before we leave the air at 10. Of course, we'll share that with you as well. The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines are open. And let's go to Rosebud. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. I hope I can get through without my phone dropping. I've been working on it, updating and everything. But I just want to make a couple comments about Charlie Kirk and Turning Point. You know, it's sad. And the things that's been happening in our country, and now it's all turned around. I seen Pritzker up there say it's Trump's fault for causing all the commotion. It's not Trump's fault. I mean, we're pushing back. We had Tuesday, we had this pastor up there in Seattle, Russell Johnson. He's a young man in the image of Charlie Kirk, but he's a pastor up there. A couple weeks ago, his church was shot up. One of his congregation members was shot and killed right in front of the church. He just was on TV Tuesday saying he had to move his family because of death threats to a safe location. He's continually they want him to shut his church down because he's another young upstart Christian pastor that speaks the truth. And what we need in our country is a little more religion and a little less of this garbage. And it's sad about Charlie Kirk. I hope they get this guy, and I hope that the ambulance chasers don't try to, you know, soft walk this crap because it should be the death penalty. You do the crime, do the time, and it's all crazy. I hope that because of 9/11 yesterday, and we have all these Democrats, but go back to the couple of days after. Standing together, all the politicians on the Capitol sidewalks there and singing Kumbaya and all this, and we're going to do this. And then the week later, the crap broke loose again from them. They're back to their old tricks. I just hope that I know Turning Point is a big organization. Along with his pastor, McCoy there. They got a big organization out there in Phoenix. And I hope that they've got to have younger people in the wings. We don't need, I heard somebody say, Sean Hannity, okay, do your TV show, do things on your TV, but it needs a young person to go into the younger crowds and speak to them, just like Charlie Kirk did. And I believe they've got plenty of young people in the wings. It just takes, going to take his wife to get through all of this and get back to leading Turning Point to get out in front of it. Maybe her. She was behind him 100%. Behind every good man, there's a better woman. I know that. I was married for years and years to a Native American gal, and I did crazy, stupid stuff, and my wife was always there. Hey, straighten up, boy. You know, and I believe she can take the reins along with Pastor McCoy. We got to have this country is in the whole world. It's a tinderbox, and we have to have some sanity. And I believe God is getting ready to do some good things on the planet. He's got to, because it's getting worse and worse. And we hear about it in the Bible. Things are going to get really worse. You're a Christian, you're going to get crucified for Jesus. And we see it every day. I just hope everybody can. I had, in my life, I was young. I had a rough, but I had a preacher. And I believe that young people need to seek out help other than the brain cancer stick and all these influencers on social media. You need to see a preacher and help. Yeah, my preacher, my elderly old preacher, he was a godsend to me. And I had problems. Miles always on me for doing stupid stuff. And I was the outlaw of my church, but my preacher, he didn't belittle me. He made me sit in the front of the church. I had to sit in front of you. You people from the Tea Party days, remember when we were at the community center, they didn't care where I didn't care where I sat, because I was going to ask a question, not ask it. But when we went, Mr. Charlie moved us to the Old Stone Church, which is the commissioner's meeting office. To me, that was the Old Stone Church. The minute I walked through the doors, I seen them pews. It was like, for my preacher, right to the front. And that's every Tuesday night that we met. I sat in the front pew. I scared a lot of my politicians. Keith Perry, the first time he came and talked to us, I could take my finger and touch his suit. He's looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm sitting right there. People, we got to get back to our let the communities, our preachers in our communities, our churches, get into it. Go in and get help. Even if you're not a member, you got to get help from a preacher or somebody that knows. And young, if you're young, they got youth pastors.
Yep. Just get that guidance and then get rolling and do your thing in the shadow of the one who made it look, so easy, Charlie Kirk. So, yep, great advice all the way around. Let me grab another one on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Katie. What's on your mind?
I just heard your report that the young man that shot Charlie, that his father turned him in. And I just want to say that I think that all of us need to pray for that father and for that young man's family. I know that it must have been just a terrible, heartbreaking decision for him to turn that young man in, knowing pretty much he was going to probably end up at the minimum for the rest of his life in prison, if not sending him to his death. But he had to stand up and he had to do the right thing. And that, my heart is breaking for him as a parent, have to make that decision. And I think that they need to be in our prayers.
I absolutely agree with that. I can't imagine, as a father myself, if I knew my son was involved in this case, very well, like directly involved as, pulling the trigger and taking an innocent person's life, that would be, and knowing that this person had a family, two kids, a wife, that would be an awful lot to bear,
Can't imagine.
And you're losing your son. Other people, lost their father, their husband. It is, that's why they call these things, tragedies. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is a tragedy.
For everyone.
And you just constantly have to look for, is there anything, is there a sliver of something good to grab out of this? I think when it comes to Charlie Kirk and his legacy, I know it's going to be huge. And it's going to, his movement, that turning point, yep, is going to grow, I think, enormously. In the meantime, though, his children and his wife, they are going to be impacted for the rest of their lives. And I pray the good Lord comforts them and gives them, healing from the kind of pain that I'm sure they're experiencing now and will in the future. I could never, I've got a good imagination. I can't imagine what that feels like. And frankly, don't ever want to. Yep. Hey, let's turn the frown upside down. Things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Call in now. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. Things that make you smile. Call now, 877 877- 975-9825. Even in the throes of difficult times and darkness, there's a light and there's things that you can give thanks for. You know, count your blessings, smell the roses kind of a thing. We call it things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. You know what makes me smile? The weekend is here, and, you know, I'm over. You know, I don't want to hear about doom and gloom anymore. I don't want to hear about death and destruction. And I don't want any other kind of loss. And therefore, I will not be watching the Gator game Saturday night. But see, didn't that light up a little bit? All right, let's go to Jeremy. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Biggest thing that's making me smile is you guys and this radio station. I listen to you guys a lot in the mornings whenever I'm about to get off work, and everything you guys do for the community. Y'all having Chris Wagner on this morning explaining the process with open carry probably ease a lot of confusion, because, like you guys, I follow a lot of social media pages with different sheriff's agencies on it, so there's a lot of, you know, some saying yes, some saying no, so it's just a great thing that you guys do and everything y'all do for the community. So I love you guys, and I'm very thankful for y'all.
Wow. On that, I mean, you cannot do that. On that note, thank you. No, we do appreciate it. And we appreciate that we're acknowledged and appreciate it. And you'll appreciate it that I'm done talking for now. And the smoking gun is coming up. Brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense at Shoot GTR. Charlie Kirk supporters aim to raise $1 million on Give, Send, Go for his family after assassination. I am pretty sure that that will be quickly and easily, that goal will be met and then some, I am positive. NFL holds a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk before Thursday night football. Well deserved. You know, and on that note, as sad as that whole tragic event was, I can think of something that is sadder. A world that never got to experience Charlie Kirk. And that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Go Gators. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.